On this Ascension Sunday, we also have Mother's Day, although it's not a liturgical feast day. It's worthy of much thought and prayer. Ascension of the Lord Jesus into heaven occurred on the 40th day after his resurrection. It's not an opinion, it's more than a doctrine, it's a dogma of the faith that our Lord ascended and is seated at the right hand of the Father. His ascension into heaven was by his divine power. All things had been accomplished on earth. It was now fitting and proper that he return and be seated at the right hand of God. These words are a figure of speech, for physically, God the Father doesn't have a right or a left side, because he has no side, because he is a divine spirit, bodiless, unlike Christ in a glorious body. So our Lord is seated there in honour, with equal authority and power to God the Father. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit all partake of the divine nature, of the divine substance. Our Lord, unlike others who have gone up into heaven, went by his own power. Later in the year, we have the solemnity of the Assumption. Mary was assumed. God took her to heaven. Whereas the Ascension is Christ ascends. He has the power to take himself from time unto eternity, from here to there. His ascension reminds us that his mission had been accomplished. All had come to pass. His glory had been met. Evil had been vanquished. Death had been conquered. Heaven was open. Now he would return whence he came. And also to establish in eternal time the kingdom that awaits all those who are faithful to him. A kingdom merited by his precious blood and his glorious five wounds. He also ascended into heaven to remind us that that's our home, that's our goal, our purpose here, to be there. So he's gone to, in a way, prepare our place and to remind us never to lose heart that this world is not all that things or all that people expect it to be. This world does not hold the perfection which our heart desires, but it remains there. And so behind the glorious moment when our Lord ascended into heaven is the tremendous and most important virtue of hope. Hope, faith, and charity. Which of these is the greatest? Well, St. Paul says it's charity. Charity on earth will be our glory in heaven. But we won't get to heaven without faith, knowledge of God, and hope. Hope is the desire for God. I liken hope to a bridge that takes us from here to there. Without the bridge, we can't cross over. We need hope. And hope is within the heart. We hope for heaven. We hope for perfection. We hope to meet God. And hope is fostered by prayer. Without prayer and acts of hope, it can easily dwindle and people can lose hope and fall into the darkness of despair or just thinking they don't need God. That's the other sin against hope called presumption. I'm okay, you're okay, leave me alone. I'll get there on my own, thanks, Father. No one can get there on their own. We all need hope. We all need God's grace. And prayer, going on our knees, joining our hands, acknowledging that we have a creator and we are creatures, that we are subservient and in need of grace, is part and parcel of fostering hope. And during the month of May, we foster hope by praying the rosary. It's the month of Our Lady, and we pray the rosary for all that we stand in need of. And today, in a particular way, it's the 13th of May, which is the 101st anniversary of Our Lady of Fatima. And throughout Australia, we are fostering the prayer, the rosary, to be said today. Oz Rosary is an Australian initiative based upon what happened in Poland not so long ago, when all of the Poles lined up around the border and prayed the rosary, asking God's protection upon their country. Well, we today are praying the rosary before Mass in town, and this afternoon at 3 o'clock we're coming here to say the rosary, to pray the rosary, to foster hope in honour of our Mother in heaven. asking her to help us never lose heart and sight of where we are going. And then today, on this day, we ought to pray for our mothers in a particular way. Everyone has a mother. Be she living or dead, we owe her respect. We owe her our prayers. And we can pray for her today. You've come to Mass, you can place her name upon the altar. You can unite her to God's heart and ask God to bless her heart. Sometimes people have had difficult home lives and perhaps their mothers have not been all that they should have been. Well, remind ourselves that no one on earth is perfect. Everyone is a sinner striving to be a saint, and no mother is perfect. There's only been one perfect mother, and she is our mother, Mary. All other mothers fail in some regard, and we should bear that in mind. So we're not honouring mothers on Mother's Day because they're perfect, because no mother is perfect, but we do honour them and show them respect because there is that third commandment, honour your father and mother. Point one. Point two, we would not be here without our mother. So we have a sense of duty to her and thanksgiving for her generosity. And thirdly, charity. The more acts of kindness and charitable acts we perform on earth, the greater our glory in heaven. And think about all the unseen acts of charity and kindness our mothers have done for us, from conception to our death. How many times they've just been there and done things for us that we haven't even acknowledged. That is one reason why we ought to thank them today. If we can, we should contact them, show some form of esteem towards them, but also pray for them. Sometimes people say, oh, well, look, it's a commercialisation thing, Mother's Day, we shouldn't get caught up into it. Fine, don't buy them anything, but do offer them a spiritual bouquet. We have some flowers at the front of the church. That's a physical bouquet made with love by the Legion of Mary. But we can also offer them a spiritual bouquet by saying some prayers for them. And the prayers to God have eternal value. The flowers will collapse sometimes this afternoon, or they won't be there tomorrow, but our prayers will be. So let us make the most of today to pray for our mothers at Mass today and this afternoon, thanking them for who they are and all that they have done for us. I'll conclude with a little quote from a marvellous document put out by St. John Paul on the Gospel of Life to offset the culture of death. And in that, he has tucked away a beautiful paragraph that we ought to ponder often and say at least once a year on Mother's Day. He wrote, "Part of this daily heroism is also the silent but effective and eloquent witness of all those brave mothers who devote themselves to their own family without reserve, who suffer in giving birth to their children, and who are ready to make any effort to face any sacrifice in order to pass on to them the best of themselves. We thank you, heroic mothers, for your invincible love. We thank you for your intrepid trust in God and his love. We thank you for the sacrifice of your life."